this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Okay, welcome to the podcast Grand Prix, Mr. Racer.
I have loved podcasting ever since I was a kid. It is in my blood. It was, you know, when my older brother passed away, I was just sitting there with my dad, and we just listened to Elon Musk on Joe Rogan, and we just started cheering, and everything just felt right again.
Ben, did you know they're all fixed podcasts? They already know who's the best.
That can't be true. No, that can't be true.
Is that a monkey? Why do you have a monkey with you?
That's Chim Chim. I don't know what's there to not understand about Chim Chim. It's Chim Chim.
All right, gentlemen. Are you guys ready to get on your mark, get set, talk about Speed Racer?
We're talking Speed Racer on the Pod of Dreams. Guess Speed Racer, go.
A little vibrato there in your voice.
No.
Castrati.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there you go.
Your son seems to be interested in only one thing. All he talks about, all he seems capable of thinking about, is automobile racing.
Racing's everything. For my family, it isn't just a sport. It's way more important than that. It's like a religion.
Are you ready to become a real race car driver? Then sign that contract.
He's just trying to scare you, son.
What you do behind the wheel of a race car has nothing to do with business.
You walk away from me, you walk away from this deal. No matter how well you drive, you won't win, you won't place. I guarantee you right now, you won't even finish the race.
You think you can drive a car and change the world? It doesn't work like that.
Maybe not. But it's the only thing I know how to do, and I gotta do something.
He's going to be very good.
No, he's going to be the best, if they don't destroy him first.
Speed Racer. I love this movie. I watch it a lot. Sometimes I just want a little candy in my life. Candy for my eyes. And so I watch Speed Racer probably more than most people have. And I find it entertaining. I find it very colorful. And I think, I know Eric probably agrees too, right, Eric?
But before we get to Eric just taking a runny dump over this movie, which is where this is headed, were you a fan of the original cartoon, Kevin? Did you ever watch it? Do you have any relationship with it? Okay.
Yes, and I was a little bit older when I used to watch it, too. I think I was already in high school when it came out in the 90s. It came out in the 70s originally, and then by the time it played on cable, like maybe the Cartoon Network or whatever it was, that's when I started watching it, and I really loved it.
Okay. Before we get into the quality of the movie itself, do you think this movie is an accurate depiction of the cartoon? Does it really embody the spirit of the original cartoon, do you think?
Yes, of the American version. Yes, okay. I think it does.
Okay. What is that like with the subtitles, or was there like a totally different version of the show? Because you said the American version, I guess I'm confused.
Yeah, the dubbed version where they all speak kind of weird.
Yeah, I've only heard clips, and the language is a bit stilted. It's a little clunky for some of the translations. But it's dubbed, not subtitled. But
the movie not clunky at all. Just perfect dialogue.
I think the movie follows the American version where the dialogue is a little stilted.
Okay.
Plays it up a little bit.
So, Eric, why don't you just start explaining how much you hated this movie and why? Articulate some of your I've got a list of some of the anticipated points I think you're going to make, and I'm ready to hear them.
So here's the thing. Kevin, I like you a lot. You're a friend. I've known you for a long time. I respect you. I care about you. So I don't want to take a dump on this thing that you like. I really don't want to do that.
Here's the thing. You can be good friends with somebody and not like the same movies and have different experiences. I just want to make it clear.
I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be nasty.
Eric, I picked this movie because I knew you'd have issues with it.
Eric, you're a nasty woman. Just admit it.
Oh, jeez.
All I'll Here say is I think, honestly, if I was just... If it had nothing to do with this podcast and I just turned this movie on and I wasn't because of you, Kevin, and if I didn't know you liked this, I would probably say this is my least enjoyable movie experience that I can remember in a very long time. Like,
how does it compare to Buckaroo Banzai? That's the bellwether. Better or worse than The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension or whatever.
Well, see, that movie was bad because it was stupid and they were trying to make it stupid. Cabaret, I think Cabaret made me angry because of how awful it was. This movie, I think the redeeming quality with this is I think they were earnest about trying to make like a kid's version of like a anime racing show into a movie. Like they really tried, and I think they liked the show. You could tell that they really liked it, and this was the. Like exactly what they were trying to do.
They made exactly the movie they wanted to make. Yes. No, it's fine. It's
I just don't like anything about it. I don't like the characters. I don't like the way it looked. I don't like anything anybody said.
Aggravating. Does that count? I said looks aggravating. Yes. Did I get credit for that? Okay.
It was entirely green screen. There's no actual things there except for John Goodman and the family and the people, right? Otherwise, they're just completely CGI'd into this universe. None of it makes any sense what they're doing. Like what world do they live in? Is this Earth? Is this the future?
Eric, they didn't put a year on this. Does that make you happy? They didn't say Earth 1988. They didn't do anything.
There's a monkey in the family for some reason. No explanation. His
what
name
explanation
is,
would suffice? His what can name they put is, in here for you like, oh, that makes sense. That's why they have a monkey.
His name is literally just Speed. First name, Racer, last name. The family's name is Racer. They called John Goodman Mr. Racer. What the fuck?
His name is Pops.
Pops Racer. They call him Pops. Mr. Racer. And Emil Hirsch's name is Speed Racer. That's his actual name in this movie. Why? I don't understand it. It makes no sense to me. And it's just like ADHD. If that was a movie... If you just gave someone a Ritalin and said, what kind of movie? And just, this is it. This is like Ritalin in a movie form. It looks like a cheap version of Mario Kart. I'd rather just be playing Mario Kart.
It's more like F-Zero if we're doing a video game comparison, but that's fine. You can have your Mario Kart comparison if you like.
Like, Alita Battle Angel looked better than this fucking movie, and I hate Alita Battle Angel. Seriously, you ever seen Spy Kids? Spy Kids is like...
I'm an adult. I'm a grown man. I've never seen Spy version. Kids.
No, you watch Speed Racers. You're not an adult. You are a
You watch Speed Racers as well. Okay.
I know. And I wish I hadn't, to be honest with you. I didn't even start about Emil Hirsch. Holy shit. Can someone just punch him in the face and... He is way more punchable than
I had
Paul
Emil
Rudd.
Hirsch ick. Does that count? I just put ick. Is that fine? Okay,
that's fine. That's the ballpark.
So this is the bingo card that you have about
Christina Ricci. It's just a list of things. I could make it a bingo card, but
Christina Ricci. I didn't know she was such a terrible actor. I mean, her acting performance in this movie is next level awful, really bad. And then the little kid. I mean, this kid, the little boy. Just absolutely the worst performance, worst character, worst anything in a movie I can ever remember. Like, I wanted him to stop and just stop being in the movie and go away.
Can I empathize with you a little bit? The kid is my least favorite part of the movie. I'm going to say that. I found him to be not entertaining. The jokes didn't land and derailed and sidetracked.
It was like
the other parts that I liked better.
Cheesy Three Stooges thing. I didn't even really totally get it.
I put just cheesy, but about the movie in general. That was just a general. I just figured you'd be described as cheesy, but I guess you're just the kid is cheesy.
Well, he was ultra cheesy, but yeah, I mean,
he was the cheesiest, like the Cheez-Its. I was born the cheesiest, Coach.
I don't know. I like I said, I think the only redeeming for me quality is they they were really, this is really the movie they wanted to make. It looked the way they wanted it to look, and they told the story they wanted to tell, and they were earnest about it. It wasn't like cynical in any way, you know.
It's triumphant. The evil capitalist goes down.
Yeah, and it was, I think, meant to be that way. And they wanted to make a kids movie, you know.
About race fixing.
Yeah, about race fixing.
And stock price.
Corporate greed.
And yes, price fixing and cartels, anti-competitive business practices, yeah.
But no, I really didn't care for it at all.
Well, not shocked at all. I'm going to provide just a counterpoint. I would not have ever recommend this movie to you, Erica. How it looks. I love how it looks. Yeah, it's a bunch of people on a green screen, but it all blends together, I think, really well, and no movie I can think of looks like this.
Watch Spy Kids. Watch any Robert Rodriguez movie post, like, Desperado, and they all look like this. Alita Battle Angel looks a lot like this.
I'm not watching Alita Battle Angel unless you pick it sometime for this podcast. Sorry, Eric. I'm not watching Spy Kids either. I don't know. I think it blends it all really well. The style to me, I think it pops visually. I understand it's aggravating or you don't like it. It's annoying. It is insular in a way that I appreciate. Yeah, they don't explain the logic of all the stuff. It's cartoon logic all throughout it. They don't explain the timeline. They don't explain why there's a chimp. They have silly names. All stuff that is, I think, probably true to the cartoon. It's corny and earnest all at once. It's supposed to be. I like the way the race looks. I mean, I think the racing is really fun. I enjoy the racing sequences. Yeah, it's goofy. It's supposed to be goofy. But we got fun, silly, campy villains. We got a really awful English jerk.
The fake Tim Curry.
Sure, whatever.
Why was that not Tim Curry? It should have just been Tim Curry.
Maybe he was unavailable. He's getting older by that point, too. I don't know. He seems to have slowed down by 2008. Maybe he's still in stuff, but I don't know. I mean, he's getting a little long in the tooth by 2008. But either way, that's fine. I would have liked it better with Tim Curry. I agree. It'd be better if he was in it. But all the same, I liked the evil villain. He's an earnest jerk. And the plot is that Speed Racer is just so good at racing that he takes down the evil cartel, basically. The goofy sensibility works to me when it doesn't get too bogged down in the humor.
In that way, it is kind of like a sports movie. You know, it has the beats of a traditional sports movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's, it's my favorite sports movie. How do you feel about that, Eric?
Better than Miracle?
Better than Miracle.
Oh, my gosh. Minnesota card getting taken away. I can't think of, I mean, I guess I haven't seen Spy Kids or Alita Battle Angel, so maybe those movies look better. I know we talked about animated to live action translations. This is one of the better ones I can think of. I can't think of one that I think probably more accurately captures the spirit of the cartoon while also being really interesting visual. Like Avatar The Last Airbender just came out, and the clips I've seen, it looks terrible. Stuff, it seems to be not well received. It's, I think, really tough to do. I think it looks really interesting, and it's just fun, and it's fun escapist. This is like the kind of movie that's, it's tough for me to get into, but it's earnest in a way that works because it's sincere. This is an uncompromised vision. It's insular. It's totally the movie they wanted to make, the visual style they wanted to make, all the weird little, and I didn't like the kung fu sequence that.
The fight scene on the when they're in the like frozen. They're
imagining on the TV.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
It was campy cartoon silliness. It was like some of the same spirit as like the Batman show with Adam West. That same kind of energy.
The Wachowskis
kind of
have choreographed or filmed some of the greatest fight scenes ever. So they can do a fight scene, and that's the fight scene they chose.
Yeah, I think it's fun. Yeah, I like it too. I think it's silly. We get the villains are all cartoonish. One has a bunch of pet piranhas. And at one point, the water comes in and makes the guy stick the finger in the tank. I mean, it's silly. They have all these contraptions because everybody's cheating at the race
like
at the end of the second act.
Dick Tracy, you know, almost, in that way.
Sure. I mean, the cast is a bit underutilized. I love John Goodman. There's not much for him to do. Susan Sarandon doesn't have much to do. You mentioned Christina Ricci. I don't know. I don't know what performance you think she needed. I mean, she's supposed to be this corny girl next door with like a 50s vibe. I'm not sure what you needed from her beyond that. I mean, she's just hitting the corny lines that she's supposed to hit. Well, I mean, jeepers.
None of it looks like how any human would ever actually speak.
It's not. It's a cartoon come to life that's not trying to resemble reality. And it's not like you care about realism that much in movies anyway. Most people don't. It's not trying to be. It's absolutely created a movie on their own terms with its own internal logic that I think is consistent within the logic of the movie. The racing sequences. I mean, I watched the final race twice. I was like, it was so gratifying. I just restarted it and watched it a second time. I didn't watch the whole movie twice. I think this movie is incredibly fun. I don't know. I have no problem with the visual style. The humor is but the general goofy energy worked for me.
And I love the narrative style of cutting in the background information during the races. I always thought that was really a brilliant storytelling idea. And it continues from the first race to the second race to the final race.
It ties in. I mean, the script is, I think, fairly tight. I mean, the Wachowskis have their problems with bloated stuff. Cloud Atlas is cumbersome, to say the least. But this isn't like that. This is a lot tighter. I mean, from the first act to third act, it all ties back together from the moment Speed Racer is about to win the race and he's just remembering things people have said in the movie and it just culminates. And I don't know. I think it really works. But I'm not surprised it didn't work for you, Eric. But I want to send this back to you, Kevin, since I think I've seen this movie twice now. You've seen it 20 times?
I've seen parts of it, and I love the final race. I love the climax of the film.
Right.
Okay. You get a real post-nut clarity, and then you want to watch it again.
Correct.
And, I can't think of I've seen Spy Kids, and I've seen Alita Battle Angel. And if anything, Alita Battle Angel owes a lot to this movie visual wise, just because of the anime, how they share that same type of look and what they're going for. Spy Kids look like cardboard construction paper in the background, whereas this movie is vibrant and alive, I feel.
Yeah, it's bright, but it just doesn't look real. I mean, I would rather it just be animated. Just why make an actual live action movie if the entire thing is animated except for the people? You know, it just doesn't. I don't understand it. The attempt.
Okay. I mean, I think that's what they wanted to do. I think they wanted real people just populated in this cartoon world.
Cars spinning in a circle. None of it. Like, you can't really track what's happening.
I didn't have a problem.
At any point did you know where Speed Racer was in the race? Was it like, oh man, is he going to win this race, or who's behind him?
Well, they tell you.
Yeah, it's that. I wasn't confused about where he was relative. I don't know that I knew his exact number. I was like, oh, I didn't know he was 25th versus 22nd or whatever. But you could tell that when he was getting close to the leaderboard, when we were working our way up to the villains, like the guy at the cheater race at the end of the second act, you can tell.
What's the Disney movie, Wreck-It Ralph, right? You ever seen Wreck-It Ralph? You watch it with your kids?
Sure, I have. Absolutely seen
Wreck-It Ralph. Doesn't that culminate in like a big race? Isn't there like a Mario Kart-esque like race in the end of that?
I think they have to fight a bunch of bugs at the end of the first one. There's a big mixing of video games. So there is a game called Candy Crush, which is a knockoff of Mario Kart, but that's not the end of the movie. There's just
Doesn't she have to win the race to get free or something like that?
She's not supposed to win the race. If she wins the race, the game could get dissolved, so she's not allowed to race.
But anyways, there's a big race weekend, and you know who's got what weapons. And I mean, even the Mario Kart movie, which just came, or Mario movie, there's like a big Mario Kart sequence in it. And, you know, I'd rather just watch that. I don't know.
Honestly, I'd much prefer this to I've seen the Mario Brothers movie a couple of times because it's on Netflix
now. Have you ever seen Days of Thunder, the Tom Cruise movie?
I've not seen it.
A better racing movie, like cool cars. I'm all for like a cool racing movie and who's going to win. And, you know, Ricky Bobby works too. Like, it's not like I hate racing. It just,
No, it's a different visual style. I didn't have any problem like, knowing where Speed Racer was relative to the leaders and what was happening. I didn't have any problems tracking
the sequence where the kid goes and gets all the candy on the plane and then all of a sudden is on that like golf cart Segway driving through the factory and he's pretending to play guitar.
Freebird is just jamming out.
Yeah, honestly, I wanted to pull the little hair I have left out and just smash my face into the... Like, I cannot think of a more annoying sequence in a movie that I've ever seen.
The kid and the monkey are the worst parts of the movie.
But that epitomizes, like, what this movie is to me. It's like, this is just annoying. This is literally just an annoying, blob of color without any real substance or purpose, you know. I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to sit here and rag on it, but boy, it's just if you need to know anything about my movie taste, and I think you guys do because you anticipated me not liking this. Like this is the opposite of what I want out of a movie.
No, it's not cool. It's definitely not cool. It's the opposite. It's corny. It's dorky. It's silly. It's got a very weird kind of vibe that is not like a quote unquote adult movie.
And there's no irony at all in this movie. None.
Well, I actually kind of liked that about it. I think that's sort of the one redeeming factor for me is it really was trying to just play it straight.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the way they played it, but.
No, I wouldn't guess that you would, Eric.
I think like Top Gun Maverick, right? That movie is playing it straight 100%. Like that's a corny ass movie for sure. No doubt about it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But it is. There's no, like I said, no irony.
But it's also kind of cool.
Well, yeah, it sure is. But
a bunch of young, cool hip people flying these planes really fast and trying to take out a bomb.
Why couldn't you do that with Speed Racer?
I don't think they want to do that. I think they wanted to embody the cartoon as best they could. That was the Wachowskis. That's what they did with all their Matrix money and clout, is they wanted to make this movie. Which I respect immensely, and I also think it worked a lot better than...
Well, you could make the argument that the Wachowskis were kind of a one-hit wonder. For the most part,
that's fine. I don't care. I'm not really defending their Uber. I'm just saying they made a conscious choice. Like this is exactly what we want to make.
I mean, movie aside. Are there any other Wachowskis movies you guys like?
I like Cloud Atlas. I know you hate it.
Like that movie? Like
I genuinely you really enjoy it. Okay. I saw it at the Riverview Theater and had a great time with it. I understand it's
I saw it once and really
and silly
hated
and ridiculous.
It. Yeah.
Most people do. That's fine. I enjoyed it immensely. I didn't see the new Matrix. And
hated the new Matrix.
But the first three Matrix movies get worse and worse. It's like one, and then two is not as good as one, and then by three, we're getting bad.
Matrix Resurrection, right? That's the one that came out during the pandemic. That's the most recent one.
Yeah.
That's only one of the Wachowskis. I think it was Lana. Right. The other one had no involvement in it.
Okay.
So are they doing like a Coen Brothers thing where they split up and aren't making movies together anymore? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think getting funding for movies has always been a pain, and it's probably even harder. They haven't had any hits in a long time. I mean.
Well, and that movie was, you know, the opposite of this in that it was just making fun of Matrix the whole time. It was like, haha, this is such a stupid franchise. Let's make a movie about how stupid it is. So that was another reason why I disliked that movie.
They also had a very silly Netflix show that I liked a lot. Jupiter Ascending.
Ascending, yeah. I don't know if you guys watched that. I've watched it. That's a terrible, boring movie.
Channing Tatum's in that, right?
Correct. He's like a half wolf.
He's a dog man.
Yeah, dog wolf.
No, didn't see it.
It is sadly boring. I mean, you look at it visually and it should be interesting. But they managed to make all this crazy space stuff just kind of boring and dull. It was kind of just the nadir of their career, it seems like. And that was probably the last time. That's why it's hard to make movies, because I think that movie made absolutely nothing. So I think that was probably the death knell for their clout with Hollywood. But yeah, I don't know. This is a movie. You said last week, Kevin, it was 42% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I think there's a lot more Eric's than Kevin and Ben's on this one. But it fascinates me because... This is, in one level, it's like anti-capitalist because, as for these evil business companies, the protagonists are as like 1950s era kind of earnest small business owners taking on a conglomerate And it's this like American white kid who's just the best racer, but people just don't like it. It just didn't land. I think a lot of people struggled with the visual style. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you were epileptic, I would recommend not seeing this movie. I think it could easily trigger a seizure. I mean, I get that. But it's just shocking me how poorly it did, really, in retrospect. Because I think it's a really well-made, uncompromised movie, which people ostensibly want, but it just didn't work.
It's interesting that it didn't resonate with children, though. Like, you would think, like, maybe that was just a marketing thing. Like, it should have been marketed as, like, a kid's movie, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember how it was marketed. I guess I think your view, Eric, is that this was made to be a kid's movie.
Spy Kids was a big hit. They made, like, 12 Spy Kids movies because those movies just printed money because they're kids' movies. And this, I think, is very similar in that boat. Like, isn't Speed Racer, like, a more geared towards children anyways, the show?
Yes. Yeah, and I think the marketing was either this is a really goofy movie or this is a really serious racing movie, and it never really got the tone of the movie right, which is hard. Because I don't think this movie is straight up for kids. It's right. It's about capitalism, the evils of capitalism. It's about how artists should stay independent. It's got themes that are more adult.
But then there's the stuff like that with the kid that is the opposite of adult, and it is kind of aggravating. If I were 8, I think I would have liked the kid and the monkey a lot more. I probably would have found them running through the factory. It would have been more compelling. But as an adult, it's like, okay, can we just get back to the like corrupt racing people and how they're going to figure out how to stop this evil cartel of this racing conglomerate? That was more interesting to me than the kid. And I think we didn't need that. There's a kung fu sequence where the kid and the chimp are watching TV, and they go into the TV and they start having a kung fu fight.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we don't need this. So that got in the way of some of the other parts that I liked better. It is in a weird spot. It's also, I think, of like Where the Wild Things Are is a movie that wasn't quite a kid's movie and wasn't quite an adult movie. It kind of just was in this nebulous era. So this is a tough movie to pitch people, I think, because you can't treat it like Days of Thunder. It's not Days of Thunder. It's not Ford versus Ferrari. It's not any racing movie you've ever seen, but it's not quite Spy Kids either. If it's got the corny kids superhero stuff, it's not quite that either. So it's in a weird spot, which is probably part of why it failed. I don't know. But I think that would make sense. So I don't know how you do market this. I don't know. I don't know how much kids would like it. I mean, do you think your daughters would like it, Eric?
Halfway through it, I was like, maybe they might get more out of this than I am. Okay. Yeah, I think they probably would have enjoyed it more than I did.
Well, I think most people enjoyed it more than you.
When we were younger, a lot of kids' movies were not necessarily for kids. You know, like Dark Crystal, like that's a creepy ass movie. Like The Labyrinth, all of these like kids' movies weren't really for kids. There was a lot of adult things in them.
Star Wars,
yeah, exactly. That's for children.
I was really into the sports movies for kids in the early 90s. Rookie of the Year, Little Big League, Angels in the Outfield, Big Green, Sandlot.
Those movies
resonated with me. But those were very much kid movies, with the exception of Sandlot. There's more going on in that movie, I think, than just.
But like Bad News Bears, you know, that's a kid's sports movie. But boy, like the coach is an alcoholic. And like,
70s and 80s were a bit different. By the 90s, there was some shifting to what a kid's movie was, I think.
Goonies. Is Goonies really a kid's movie? You know, I mean, there's a lot of creepy adult stuff happening in those films. Like the Fratelli's almost nuke the kid's hand in a blender. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's kind of messed up, right? Like.
Yeah, this doesn't really have any of that stuff. I don't know. It's a weird movie. And to me, it's just, I can't think of any movie, because Spy Kids and Alita Battle Angel aside, that look like this. I can think of movies that have CGI and a lot of CGI in them and think about how much worse they look. I think, you know, certainly like the prequel Star Wars trilogy. That CGI looks awful, and you have like CGI creatures walking around, and it looks really awful. this to me holds up really well because virtually everything is in this like painted set with just this crazy green screen background all the time. My brain adapted pretty much instantly because there's just like a few sets, then everything else is CGI and it works all together. Anyway, most movies with CGI from 2008 probably don't work. I mean, you could see this, and if you told me this movie came out 5 years ago, I'd believe you.
Well, think of like the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Like a lot of those sequences are not. I mean, that's CGI background. It's green screen. It doesn't look like this. It doesn't look stupid.
And some of it does. Try to watch Return of the King. Actually, we just were going through and watching all the extended edition Lord of the Rings movies. There's some stuff with Legolas that looks flat out awful, with him just clearly looking like an animated entity jumping on a horse. It doesn't look weird. There's some really, really goofy CGI sequences. When it's not masked, when it's not blended in, there's even like something like Jurassic Park. The Gallimimus sequence looks really, really bad. Even though much as I love Jurassic Park, those sequences don't hold up. When you just have CGI mixing with real people, it can look really, really bad. But I don't know. This could be a 2018 movie. I think, oh, yeah, this looks like it could have come out in 2018. I don't know.
Why do you think it
wasn't? This was the look they were going for, Eric.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is the opposite to me of Alien 3. Alien 3 is like all these ideas that didn't work and fighting with each other for screen time. This is, we're making the movie. We're going to just tell you, this is what we want. We want there to be a Speed Racer movie that looks like this. We're going to make it. And they did, which I love. Sorry, Eric, I cut you off.
No, I was just thinking, like, you know, why didn't it really hit off? Like, because it wasn't like a big hit, right? It lost a ton of money.
Yeah, yeah. It was a flop.
So critically, it was not really loved. And, you know, box office wise, it did really poorly. I think it's been sort of reassessed for a little bit, right? Don't you think it's one of those movies that people, like, film people are like, oh, this is a great classic movie that people didn't like.
I've seen a little bit of that on Twitter. I don't have any like hard data, but yeah, I see a little bit of that, like occasional clips come
up. It's like reappraisal of it.
This is actually a really good movie. I think it's maybe the in between. It's like, it's not an adult movie really in the what you expect for an adult movie, but it's not really a kid's movie. The visual style's off putting for a lot of people.
We'll start that here. You guys will start the reappraisal. You'll be the pound in the drum.
I'd be happy to.
Sure. It's great. I mean,
all those Speed Racer heads out there.
I watch it and I was just kind of smiling and happy the whole time.
Did you at any point, like the first time you saw it, were you at all like following the reveal of it being his brother and Racer X? Like, did you care about that? I found myself thinking, like, yeah, of course it's his brother. And he's like, well, it couldn't be. And then the plastic surgery thing, it's like, come on now. Like,
they try to reverse psychic. They lean into it heavily. It's not a shock. I mean, like, there's a match cut where it's like, I'm sure if your brother was around somewhere, he'd be watching you right now. And it cuts to him watching. And it's like, oh, yeah, this guy is his brother, obviously. It makes it clear. And then it tries the misdirect at the end of the second act, like, sorry, man, look at my face. It's not me. And then...
We know it's Matthew Fox from Lost. Like, I know it's not the same guy. We know it's not the same guy.
Right, but I saw that twist coming. I saw, like, he faked his death and he's undercover and it's still him. It's a corny cartoon twist. It wasn't like some mind-blowing, oh my god, I have to completely recontextualize the film. Like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah, and it was from the original American version of the cartoon where Racer X, did you catch that, Eric?
Oh.
Was his brother.
Why does his brother get, like, a real name and not something
Rex
stupid
Racers?
Like...
Rex Racers?
It was better than Speed Racer. I don't know.
What about Sporkle or whatever the kid's name is? Or Sparky,
Spritel.
The Australian...
Spritel. His name is Spritel.
Yeah, is the Australian guy one of their family members?
Sparky?
Yeah, what's his deal?
I think he's
deal?
Just an employee who lives with them, but I don't know.
Exactly. He's nailed it there, Ben.
Okay. It's a weird relationship, but again, I'm sure it's in the cartoon. But
where does
don't
he
really
sleep? Does he have his own bedroom there?
I assume so. No, he sleeps in bed with John Goodman.
And I don't know, maybe.
He throws me a little every once in a while. He spice it up. It's cartoon logic. Again, I'm sure it's in the cartoon. Whatever. Like, if you can't accept it on its cartoon logic on its face, of course the movie's not going to work. I mean,
was that Shaft that shows up, right?
Yes. Richard Roundtree. Richard Roundtree. Yeah, he plays Burns. Ben Burns or some Ken Burns. No, Ben Burns.
The documentarian Ken Burns.
Yeah.
Burns and Stickleton battling it out.
You people used to think Stickleton and I hated each other. Funny that. Let me show you the real history of racing. I mean, what a fantastic douchey villain. I mean, from showing up and eating pancakes to, like, showing him to his factory and trying to just bludgeon him with all of the cartoonish, campy. It's perfect for what this movie needs, that villain. Just a first-rate douchebag. And he ends up in jail. He gets so mad, he smashes the ice sculpture. And then it gets looked at with that, I'm disappointed in your expression of emotion. Like, it's great.
Don't you think Speed Racer, like, I'm surprised that Netflix hasn't bought the rights and made some, you know, 10 episode Speed Racer series.
Like Cowboy Bebop or something?
Yeah, I guess that
didn't work either. Well, Netflix will buy anything, but yes, none of it worked.
Did you watch Cowboy Bebop? That was a great anime. My brother was way into that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen it. Is it any good?
Oh, yeah. I really liked it as an anime, for sure.
But you didn't like it as much as your brother, though?
No.
Okay.
Nobody liked anime as much as my brother did.
Okay.
What is your... Have you talked to your brother about this movie?
No, I have not yet.
Okay.
I definitely will. I don't know if he liked it or not. He wasn't a Speed Racer guy.
Well, you got a recommendation for him to check out now.
I will.
Eric, I gotta know. How few stars are you giving this?
Well,
how
like bad I is said, the damage? I would have done a half star, but I think I gave it a full star because, like, of the reasons I said. I think there was a bit of, like the little kid in me that's still there that isn't dead yet was, like, convinced that this was for me as a little kid. And I was like, okay, I do appreciate that it was an attempt for a kid's version of a racing movie without any sort of wink, wink, nod, nod, or like adults making a kid's thing where they're like, yeah, this is stupid, but I'll make it anyways. They really loved what they did. And so that's why I would give it a full star.
Well, it's very generous of you, Eric.
Otherwise, I did not enjoy myself one bit watching it.
So
there was like three different times where I was going to watch it. And I wasn't like, I was busy and I was a little tired or wasn't like in the best mood. I was like, nope, I'm gonna wait until I'm in like a better mood because I don't want to like turn this on and get angry at it and just be mad about it. So I really wanted to give it like the best possible viewing experience. And 10 minutes in with the little kid, I think it was the Kung Fu scene that you mentioned, is like, holy fucking shit, I hate this so much. I hate this kid so much.
I did have on my sheet Kung Fu sequence pointless and dumb. I didn't want to like steer it to you, so I don't know if I give myself credit, but I figured as I was saying this, I'm like, Eric's gonna hate this moment so much. Eric's gonna see the kid dissolve into the TV with the chimp, and Eric's gonna just absolutely despise it. Just like felt it. I felt your disgust in that moment. That's how attuned to your brain I am, Eric.
That's a little scary.
But don't you?
It is.
Weren't you guys kids that used to watch cartoons and picture yourself in them doing kung fu and stuff?
Oh, I get it. Sure. No, I watched Ninja Turtles, in 1988 or whenever that show was on, and I would play with pretend nunchucks and stuff. I get it. It's the, like, we're going to go into the TV and spend, I don't know, a minute and a half of screen time that I thought was just kind of a tedious. I mean, I didn't hate it as much as Eric did by any means, but I thought, I'd rather be spending time with other stuff. I don't really want to spend a bunch of time with the kid and the chimp. I don't like these characters as much as the Wachowskis seem to.
Yeah, because...
But I get it.
Because Spritel and Chim Chim, they were the comic relief of the cartoon, so
right.
They had to have a reason to be, I guess.
No, yeah, but there were a lot of, I remember watching a lot of animes where, like, even Dragon Ball had these, like, comical sequences that I always thought were just stupid. Like, I always thought, I was like, this isn't funny to me. I don't like this. Why are we not getting back to the fighting and, you know, the Hadoukens and stuff? Like, let's move on and do that. I don't need.
I believe that. I believe, young Eric, we need to get to more fighting and none of this silly buffoonery. I can't sanction this buffoonery. I want to get back to dudes punching each other. I get it. That's fine. I gave it 4.5 stars. I knocked the half star off because of the kid and the monkey. That's what stopped it from being a perfect movie for me. I like that it's an insular version. I had no problem accepting the movie's cartoon logic. It was just clear. We're going to be a cartoon from the beginning. I didn't pretend to be anything else. It was it the whole time, and everything tied back to each other. It all worked. That first sequence where he's like, you got to feel. The car will tell you what you need. Just listen to her. And then, of course, that's how Speed has to figure out to jump it into fifth gear or whatever at the end of the race. It all ties together. The script is tight. And it's fun, and it's just gratifying. It's just, you get to see a well-made movie beginning to end. Pure escapism. My cynical brain was able to turn off for most of this and just enjoy it. Got to see the bad guy be really obnoxious and then get his comeuppance at the end. Super gratifying, and I enjoyed the action. I love the racing sequences. Yeah, they're silly and goofy with the car jumping around and going up the walls and people crashing and exploding in these cartoonish and silly and absurd racetracks that would never exist in reality. That was fine. That was fun. I enjoyed it. Anyway, to you, Kevin.
Yeah, I echo that. 4.5 stars for me. I love the way the story is told. It's broken down in between race scenes. And the racing was a lot of fun. It's video game physics, so it's obviously not real physics. Video game physics, they made sense to me.
Right.
The visuals are like hopped up on shroom visuals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I love that.
Like, there's a sequence right at the beginning of that last race where, like, on the background, you just see this, like, zebra. I'm like, oh, my God, what? This is insane. Like, it just looks like a zebra's trotting because of the ad or whatever it is. Like, this is ludicrous.
Yeah, and at the end, when he wins the Grand Prix, it's just like whistles going off. There's you don't even see real images. It's just shapes and colors coming at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, reality just disintegrates, and he's just in this whirling vortex for a moment. Yeah.
Why only 4.5? Why not 5?
Ooh.
Because you really haven't had any negative things to say about it.
I do think it's a little long. Chim Chim and Spritel, they're not perfect. But I know why they're there. They're there for comic relief.
I agree. They are not perfect. Agreed with you there.
Christina Ricci is a snack. Yum, yum. She looks delicious. Maybe too delicious.
How did you get past the cheesy acting, Kevin? I don't get it.
I thought her acting was amazing. You have incredible actors. John Goodman, he's a character actor unto himself. Susan Sarandon, she's one of the top-notch actors in the world. And Christina Ricci, she's awesome as well.
So we haven't talked about the star of the movie much, except for me and how much I hate him.
Why do you hate him?
Nothing. He offers nothing. I don't think he's particularly good at. I mean, he's not convincing character. There's nothing.
He looks
charming.
Like Speed Racer. He's got the dashing good looks of Speed Racer.
There's nothing charming about him. His personality. He actually is he's the one person I think in this movie that the whole time he's like, why am I doing this? Like you can see a little glint in his eye where he's like, this is really stupid.
Everyone's bought in. They're
you really think he bought into it? Okay, I got he was the one person. John Goodman, I think, was all in regarding with this like weird eye. There was a bunch of stuff with him that I didn't totally, but he was doing it. He no question. Susan Sarandon was the mom, and she was gonna give the lines and make the pancakes and whatever. Like everybody else, I think, was committed, but he was the one. Where I just got this sense that he was just reading the lines and doing his job and Didn't really care for it.
Well, he's not on the level of John Goodman and Susan Sarandon. I would easily concede that. Those two are
I mean, there's a reason he didn't do anything else. Like, he's never really been in anything, I think. You said he's problematic.
We didn't even talk about the ninja sequence. How much did that anger you when the ninjas show up and they fight the ninjas at the before the second race? Did you already forget about that, Eric?
The ninja sequence. I don't remember that one.
They're getting ready to do the race. So the long race towards the end of the second act, it's a 2-day race. They finish the first day and it's not going so well. And John Goodman shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And then ninjas sneak into the bedroom, and then they turn into a fight.
And he, like, Greco-Roman wrestles
the ninjas. You see that he's a state champion or whatever. Yeah. Yes. You trying to hurt my horrible excuse for what passes for ninjas these days. I did that. Yeah. Okay. Obviously, it's absurd. Ninjas show up for whatever reason. We have, like, bizarre British gangsters and ninjas all coexisting for some reason. It doesn't make sense, but it's part of the charm. Like, yes, they were mixing together all these nonsensical characters in this, I think, actually fairly tight plot. I mean, all of it works together. I mean, the racing is character stuff. In the first race with Speed, we see that he could have beaten his brother's record, but he didn't. He still values his brother. He still cares. He's going to let the brother's record stand. Anyway. Doesn't change the visual style or how much you hated the movie, Eric, so it's all good.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot else to say. Like I said, I'm sorry. I know he means a lot to you, so I don't want to rag on it, but just not for me.
Oh, Eric, I don't get upset about you ragging on movies I like. This isn't like an all-time favorite or anything, but this is just like a super fun escapist movie. You watch it there's not a lot of movies that work like this for me as an almost 40-year-old dude. It's just fun escapism. I didn't want nuance from a movie like this. I just wanted crazy racing that was silly and absurd. And the good guy triumphing over basically an entire field of racers whose only goal is to stop him from finishing the race. But anyway, should we talk the next movie we're going to talk about?
Yeah. Kevin, unless you want
to
say more about Speed Racer.
Well, that's about all I got. I mean, I'm glad, Eric, that you could find it in your heart to give it a whole star. And I'm also glad that you were able to give your full opinion on the movie without worrying about hurting anyone's feelings. Because I knew coming in how you'd feel, but you know, I couldn't help myself making you watch this movie.
Okay.
It's all right. Eric's been tortured before. Said cabaret. Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai, that really got his goat too. Another movie he couldn't comprehend.
Well, see, like that's what I said, like THX-113, which I picked.
Yeah, you did that to yourself.
I hated that movie, and it made me angry. This movie didn't make me angry. I just didn't enjoy. I didn't enjoy a lot of parts of it.
You didn't enjoy 98.7% of it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Fair enough. Like I said, I saw this coming when I was excited to revisit it because I saw it in the theaters, really liked it. Semi forgot about it. Saw it on HBO Max and was like, oh yeah, maybe I should watch this again.
Not to belabor, but just an animated Speed Racer movie, I would have enjoyed 10 times more than this.
That itself is amazing, because you've been a guy who doesn't like animated stuff. And you think movies shouldn't be animated. Ralph.
I've seen Wreck-It Ralph several times, and I enjoy that immensely more than this.
Okay. Fair enough.
I find Wreck-It Ralph a little bit boring myself.
I like Wreck-It Ralph a lot. I don't know if I like it as much as this, but Wreck-It Ralph's really good. There's fun stuff, the goofy video game references from the 80s that work. Have you ever seen the sequel, Eric?
I don't think we did see that. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that the
Ralph
one?
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yep, we watched that for sure.
Okay. That one gets
didn't
really
like
weird.
It as much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as good.
Yeah, not as good. Even more boring.
Yeah. Some fun visual stuff, but yeah, it gets gets lost in the internet a little bit. All right, well, I'm going to start giving these guys some clues, and we'll see if they can guess the movie we're going to talk about next week. So we'll start with the year. This movie came out in 2014.
Ooh. 10-year anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. Guessing that doesn't help yet. So let's go with clue number two. This movie that came out in 2014 is a sequel to a movie that came out in 2011. Doesn't seem to be helping.
No.
Yeah, let me get
it's not an Avengers movie, is it?
No, it's not an Avengers movie. I'll just tell you that. So you don't worry about it being an Avenger. I'll even help you out. It's not a Marvel movie. So, bonus clue. Not a Marvel movie. So let's you can remove that from your list of options.
Ooh, is it? Is it Batman versus Superman? No, that's later, I think, right?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Is that your
guess?
That
would be the sequel to Superman.
Man of Steel. Justice?
Yeah. No, nope, not my guess. I don't think the timeline matches up.
Okay. I'm going to start to slowly make it easier here. So we'll start with the... Let's go with clue number three is the director, Matthew Reeves. Does that give it away?
Oh, it does, yes. This is the... Is it Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Or War
That's
of
right.
the Planet of the Apes?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. War okay. is the third one. Rise is the first one. And the fourth one's coming out sometime this year. I don't know what the actual release date is, but Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I actually got sidetracked. I had a couple of different directions I was going to go, and then I saw Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was on Max, and I was like, prime for a revisit. I was very excited to dive into this one. Movie I loved a lot when it came out.
Is the first one Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yep.
Okay.
With James Franco.
Yep.
John Lithgow.
Yeah,
others.
I think all three of these are, I mean, not to give away my opinion, all three of these are pretty solid movies.
Yeah, I think.
And
yeah,
I do think Dawn is the best one. I mean.
Well, it's good. All right. Well, we'll get a little happier Eric than maybe next week. I don't know. Have you seen these, Kevin?
I hate chimpanzees.
I know. I was worried we're going through another movie with primates in
all
it.
All these monkeys.
Non-humans.
I hate monkeys. How dare they be
you
in
know
a
what
movie?
I've never seen, which I might in advance of this, is I've never seen the original Planet of the Apes, like the Charlton Heston one.
Oh, the
first one is absolutely worth watching, the one in 1968, the very first one. There's a lot of sequels.
Why
and
was
they
he
get
surprised changed. He was still on Earth? Everyone spoke English.
Good question.
Oh, CinemaSin, you just cracked it. Planet of the Apes.
Sorry.
Shitty movie.
Well, in every sci-fi movie, they speak English.
Yeah, there's some sort
like
of
Guardians of the Galaxy. Why are all those guys out there speaking
English?
Yeah,
everyone just bypasses the language issue for the most part because it's too complicated.
I mean, in Star Trek, don't they all speak English wherever they go?
Well, they have universal translators, Eric, if you really want the nerdy answer. So every once in a while they run into issues.
Is that what those little things on their chests are?
Yes, and also on the ship. Yep, they have translators to get past that. That's their... And universe explanation.
All right, so we're aping it out.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 10 years since this movie came out. I loved it at the time it came out. That's kind of crazy that it's a decade old. Kingdom's coming out, and I'm pretty excited for it because I do like this franchise. So want to talk about it. I'm sorry that I hear you, Kevin. You don't like any non-human primates in your movies. You find that repugnant. So I'm hoping you can set that aside for this discussion of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, but if not, I certainly understand.
Thank you, Ben. I feel so seen and heard.
Good.
Are there also little kids that hang out with the apes in this movie and eat candy? Is that... I don't remember if there was or not in this.
I think there are a couple little kids, but I don't think
there
are.
Does Gary Oldman
characters.
Have a little annoying little kid where the kid and the apes go on adventures in this?
No, I think his daughter's dead, and he's like just trying to...
Wow, that's a
bummer. Light up his iPad so he can look at old photos. I think is what it is, if I'm remembering.
Oh, he wasn't hiding in the trunk of his car, waiting to pop out at any point.
I don't know what that's a reference to.
The Chim Chim and whatever
Sprite.
His name is.
Oh, Sprite. Gosh, yes, that's right. When they snuck into the back of the car to just go for a ride and then got so repulsed by the kissing that they... had to verbalize the disgust.
At the end of the movie, isn't there like a cut-in where he's like...
Yes, yeah, so the big kiss. Anybody that's cootie afflicted, be warned.
Right. Oh my God, shut up, kid. Go away.
Oh, Eric.
Go pound sand, you annoying little kid.
It's getting personal. I think you're going to find that actor and you're going to come after him. I'm worried.
I hate that kid. I think they're going to dox
that child actor. I'm worried for him. I hope he's got Dublin security because Eric might be coming after him.
Do you think he's still acting? I mean, he's so good. He's so perfect in this movie.
Yeah, it's definitely this kid's fault. All the comedy in this movie is definitely the kid's fault. Yeah.
They're going to go back and give him a back in time Oscar.
I bet he won a Razzie. If they give out Razzies to little kids, that kid won a Razzie for sure.
I doubt it. I doubt he got a Razzie. This is not it's not the kid's fault. I think he's acting as directed by the Wachowskis. This is like people that blame Jake Lloyd for child Anakin being annoying. It's not his fault. Blame George Lucas. Why are you blaming the actor? They have all this choice for how they're going to perform. I'm sure he just did what he was told. I don't think the Freebird sequence was the kid's idea. I don't think he pitched that to Wachowski.
You
know,
you threw that out there?
What if we went through the factory and you play Freebird and we did this and we were on a sugar high?
The guy's name is Pauly Litt. It's his real name. He's born in 1995.
Oh my God, you're trying to dox him.
He's in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Shitty movie.
Doubt. He's been in a bunch of
stuff. Shitty movie.
He must be the worst part of each movie, right, Eric?
hasn't acted since 2017, so maybe he retired.
Probably. A lot of kid actors have trouble making the transition. Fair enough. But thank you to everybody for listening to our Speed Racer podcast. We're talking Dawn of the Planet of the Apes next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.